When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday. Dan just jumped into the TARDIS. He's out. He's DJ Shagru. Esmeralda is now Esmeralda the Heart Melda. I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. And Vic is Viggity Vic, verified double V. Fly Jams Friday has become three has begun. And it's an April Fool's Fly Jams Friday, so we're going to have some special April Fool's songs with the word fool in the title as part of our Fly Jam. So great R&B songs. We're going to start you off on a funky Friday. Your requests at 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Call in right now. Phone lines are open for instant requests for Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. Follow me. There's no telling. Yeah. One of my choices here. Fly Jams Friday. I chose this one. Do you remember Esmeralda? You remember Total?
I don't. Who is in? Is there anybody in, of note?
It was. They were like. They were P. Diddy's TLC. They were on a Bad Boy label. And they were called Total, three chicks, and they were kind of like an edgier TLC. They did some songs. They did that song with Da Brat.
I don't remember them.
They did a couple songs with Missy Elliott.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, they were great. Total, they were great. What's weird thing is, they sold huge in England. They weren't huge. I mean, even though they had P. Diddy behind them, and they were doing collaborations with major female rappers, they never really took off here in the States.
Apparently, they sang the chorus on Hypnotize.
They were on Hypnotize, yeah, and they worked with they were on a couple of B.I.G. songs because they were like in the stable. They were in P. Diddy's stable, of like talent. Yeah, they were called Total. They were good, man. That's a funky song. They were good, but and they just didn't take off in America. But I guess in England they had their biggest hits. So that's Total, man, and that's Fly on Fly Jams Friday. This is the April Fool's edition. Dan, I want to thank you, DJ Shagru. Thank you for putting together some fool songs.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I wish we could find the clip from Aunt Esther calling. Fred, a fish-eyed fool. Shut up, you old fish-eyed fool. I could get some dough. Stick your face in some dough and make me some gorilla cookies. Shut up, you fish-eyed fool. All right. Here's the first one on our April Fool's Day edition. Fool Fly Jam.
Well, before you do anything right, everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays a fool.
That's obviously the first one that came to mind for me. DJ Shagru, first one that came to mind for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there were only two other ones that are on this list that came to mind for me. But that was absolutely the very first one. Everybody Plays the Fool by The Main Ingredient. Yeah, man. Fool Friday, Fly Friday, Fool. That was very concise. It's a good thing I'm in the communication business. 312-981-7200. And here is Sabrina on WGN. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, in honor of today's weather, I would like for you all to play In the Rain, the Keith Sweat version.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. 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 Nice choice, Sabrina.
Thank you.
You gotta love Keith Sweat. Gotta love Keith Sweat. Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have a good one. See, DJ Shagrew loves Keith Sweat. DJ Shagrew is like the president of the Keith Sweat fan club.
Was my one of my choices on the inaugural Fly Jams Friday.
Which was?
Keith Sweat's Twisted.
Yeah, Twisted by Keith Sweat. DJ Shagrew loves Keith Sweat. You should have seen him grooving. Esmeralda, you should have seen him.
I can imagine it.
I very rarely see moves like that, especially with a guy who's in 18-inch tall heels.
He's gotten used to it.
With what are the names of your fish?
Shaft and Superfly.
That's right. Shaft and Superfly are the names of his fish that are inside the heels of his shoe.
What, do they get dizzy? You shaking around?
No, they're funky. They're good with it.
Okay.
They got it.
Yeah. All right. Here's another Fool song. Ready, everybody? It's Fool. What is it? April. Oh, it's April Fool's Day.
Don't confuse it with that other Fool's holiday. What do you?
I don't know. Every day to me is Fool Day. That's just the way I live my life because I'm a fish-eyed fool. Snaggletooth jackass. That's another one of my favorites, as she used to say to. I'd rather kiss a snaggletooth jackass. Sanford and Son is the best show ever, as we learned yesterday. All right. Okay. All right, here it is, our next Fool song.
It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one. It takes a fool. Sometimes you got suffer. Make it bad, boy, God, speak that well, well. It takes a fool. Oh, yes, it does. That love don't love no one. No one.
Yeah, man, the Spinners. The Spinners. They're one of the most, DJ Shagrew, wouldn't you say they're one of the most played? They're in the top maybe four or five artists that get played every week on Fly Jams Friday.
Also on the inaugural Fly Jams Friday, Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band Man. That's right. And I told you guys, remember I told you about the routine when I saw the Spinners on, I think it was either Soul Train or Midnight Special or one of those things, where they had giant rubber bands and they were dancing with them. Like they had their rubber band around their foot. And it was like attached to their hand, and they would pull their legs up with the giant rubber bands because they saw a dude. The song is about a dude they saw dancing with a giant rubber band. And they wrote the song Rubber Band Man because they saw a guy with a giant rubber band dancing with a rubber band.
Yeah.
What was his name?
The Rubber Band Man. Okay. Oddly enough, I don't know what his real name was. Probably like Charles or something, but he was the Rubber Band Man to them. By the way, I got an email that was signed by Diarrhea Man Johnson.
From the pickup line?
Yeah, from the pickup line segment we did yesterday. It was like, hey, man, you're making fun of me. I am Diarrhea Man Johnson. It was like somebody sent me like a Facebook thing or something. A message. Hey, it's Diarrhea Man. So evidently there is a Diarrhea Man Johnson trying to pick up chicks using lines about bodily fluids and boogers.
And he wants to be respected.
He wants to be respected because those lines that he came up with, they work on women. Some of those lines yesterday were ridiculous, those pickup lines. And I still got many more. We'll have to do that again sometime. All right. Here's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
In keeping with the instrumental theme you started a little earlier, here's one from the Rhythmic Heritage, the theme song from SWAT.
Yeah, here we go. Vic just screamed in my ear, "What is this? I love this. I remember this from when I was a kid. It's the theme from the cop show.
But
it's SWAT. It's SWAT.
I have been looking for that for years.
Are you kidding me?
When it would come on, I used to make my mom turn the volume all the way up in the car. I loved it.
The Rhythm Heritage. You can get it, man. iTunes.
SWAT. Okay.
The theme from SWAT.
It's so good.
It's funky. You can thank Biker Don for that. Yeah, that's it, man. That's SWAT, man. All right. We got a break here. The news is next with, boy, he's really a verified double V right now. All right. Yeah. We got to take a break. The news is next. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday continues here. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. That was Genuine. Which, DJ Shagrew, isn't that like the greatest spelling of a name ever? Genuine?
That's pretty great, yeah.
Yeah, man. Genuine.
G-I-N-U. Wine. Wine. W-I-N-E.
That's right, man. Genuine. Oh, man. That's Fly Jams from the 90s. Esmeralda the Heart Melder just snaked her way in and flipped on her head backwards into the studio. You remember Genuine?
Yeah. Pony?
Yeah.
That was the big hit.
Yeah, that wasn't Pony.
No, it wasn't.
But it was Genuine.
Yes.
Oh, hey, I have to say this. You know, when I went to go see Everybody Wants Some last night before the show, and by the way, a masterpiece. Everybody Wants Some is a magical movie. It is a spiritual follow-up to Dazed and Confused, written and directed by Richard Linklater with an entirely new cast, different characters. It takes place in 1980, 3 days before the first day of college for many people. It is a magnificent movie. I just want to say that. If you like Dazed and Confused, you will love this movie. I guarantee you it's a classic. Years from now, we'll continue to quote it, just like we do Dazed and Confused.
Wow.
I very rarely see movies that make me this happy for the entire running time. From the opening of the movie to it opens with My Sharona. That's the first song that plays. It's My Sharona. To the close, I was just... I was beside myself. I was giddy like a 9-year-old. It's great. Anyway, they showed a trailer. Have you seen the trailer, Dan? Have you seen the trailer for the Lonely Island guys new movie?
No.
Okay. Andy Samberg is in it. It's called Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Right. No, I did see that, yeah.
Oh, my God, does it look funny. Oh, my God. And everybody's in it. Like, everybody is in it, and it looks hysterical. I thought of it because, you know, the name Genuine just reminds me of like some of the stuff that you would see in the trailer for that. It looks so hilarious. It looks great. Comes out, I believe, in June. Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Oh my God, Lonely Island guys are funny, man.
Yeah,
they're funny.
They're good.
All right. Let's go back to Fools, April Fool's fun.
Is it really?
I think it is. Well, we have Fool songs here for April Fool's Day on Fly Jams Friday. That was the other one that I thought of immediately. Was this one, was Chain of Fools for April Fool's Day, Fly James. All right, here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey. Okay, I want to play a little Johnny Taylor.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 16 tons, man.
16 tons. Now, you know, I just happened to look it up, and I found Stevie Wonder did a version.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go.
Now, there have been, I didn't know that Stevie Wonder did a version of it, but there are like 900 versions of this song.
That sounds like he's in a musical, and he should be wearing some sort of top hat and
yeah.
a cane.
But it's also, you know, I mean, that's one of those songs that has been covered like a million times, and it is a song that feels like it should be like a Broadway musical.
Right. He said, you know what? He sounded very Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's the kind of song that Cab Calloway would sing, too. Mm-hmm. It's a great one. All right, Harold, thanks for the call. Hey, where's Fly Jam Bob?
Yeah, we haven't heard from him.
That's very unusual, because usually Fly Jam Bob is in. He's in earlier than this. Hope he's all right. Hope everything's good. Wow. All right. Next on your fool list.
Without the man, I don't want to live. You think I'm
You know who that is?
No.
That was that was Ike and Tina Turner. That was Tina Turner.
Oh.
It's Tina Turner.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, you know what's great about Tina Turner? There are many things that are great about Tina Turner, but do you know specifically what's great about Tina Turner?
Oh, man. I don't remember.
There's a lot of great things about Tina Turner.
There is.
Yeah. There's one specific thing that's phenomenal about Tina Turner. Dan, could you care to remind Esmeralda?
I did not write my notes.
I believe she believes in two men entering and only one man leaving.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, mark that one down for for Straight Out of Context right there. Yeah, she was in a Mad Max movie, man.
That's right.
That brings her street cred way up.
I forgot.
She's in Beyond Thunderdome.
I did not write that
you
in my notes on Tina
shall
Turner.
Go to Thunderdome. That's my Tina Turner.
It's very good.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Yeah.
At Thunderdome.
Wow.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw Beyond Thunderdome?
I haven't seen
Beyond. Oh, you haven't seen it. The only one you saw was Fury Road, right?
No, I've seen the first one.
Oh, you saw the mm-hmm. you saw Mad Max. You didn't
yeah,
see Road
original.
Warrior?
No.
Whoa! Now.
Wait, I saw. Wait.
Hold
it. Called Road Warrior?
Yeah. Well. Yeah,
I've seen the first.
What's the
Mad
plot?
Max.
What's the plot of the one you saw?
It's what's his face?
Does his kid get killed?
Yeah,
his wife and kid get killed.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got to see Road. Ooh.
Very irresponsible with that kid.
You got to see Road Warrior.
I didn't. Is that the first?
No, one? That's the second one.
Oh, okay.
Mad Max is the first one. Road Warrior is the second one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thunderdome is third. Fury Road is the latest.
Right. No, I'll have to get on. I have to get on that.
Oh, you do.
I got a lot.
Oh,
on my
you
plate,
do.
Man.
You need to go to Thunderdome. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy.
Dee Dee Warwick, Dionne Warwick's sister,
record
out in '67. Foolish Fool with the great Bernard Pretty Purdy on drums.
All right.
Take you from me. She's got to be a foolish, 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 fool.
the message.
Did she, Mike, did she have, did Dee Dee ever have any other hits?
I think she had one or two other hits, but, you know, she didn't try to get as big as Dion, of
course,
or her niece.
Well, that's a funky song, and boy, oh boy, I mean, that's perfect for April Fool's Day, because the song's called Fool. It's not just a fool, he's a foolish fool.
Foolish fool.
Foolish fool.
You know, for a fool, you're pretty foolish. All right, Mike, have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, bud, take it in.
Foolish fool. A foolish fish-eyed fool.
There, oh, is that alliteration?
That is, yeah, that would be alliteration. Oh, man. All right, Fly Jams Friday will continue April Fool's edition, Foolish Fools. And then we will go to Thunderdome. Master Blaster!
Wow. I just want to hear her bits now. I don't even
You don't care about the movie. You just want to hear.
Just want to hear her
two men sing. Enter, one man leave. Master Blaster in the Thunderdome.
I actually just want to meet Tina Turner and be like, can you just say things can in the Thunderdome voice?
Yeah. All right. Here's the thing, man. Yeah.
All the things that what do?
That your man won't do.
Oh. Oh.
I'll do all the things.
Oh, man.
That you want that your man won't do.
Wash the dishes.
Yeah, baby. I'll take out the garbage.
You clean behind the TV.
That, by the way, is by Joe.
J-O-E?
Yeah, man. You remember Joe?
I don't.
Wow, I'm bra- I got
I don't
some-
remember Joe.
Now
I'm
you remember
surprised.
Genuine, right?
Yeah.
All right, but you don't remember Total? Except
no.
I know it's a breakfast cereal.
That honestly, I mean, I don't think Joe had that big of a hit.
Joe!
I'm sorry, I don't think
DJ Shagru, you remember Joe?
I do. Joe had a greatest hits album.
Yeah, man, where you been? That's Joe!
I never heard it.
You never heard of Joe?
No.
He's,
must not have been that famous.
He's the other guy. Is still not a player, but I crush a lot. I can't ever say those words without adding those other words. But.
See, DJ Shagru knows his Joe.
I just know. Nope.
That's Joe.
Never heard of Joe.
And you know, a lot of people have Total and Joe in the morning. See?
Oh, boy.
They're both named after breakfast treats.
They should do a tour together.
Joe and
Total. Then get sponsored
and they
by
sell
coffee and
by
Total.
Coffee and by Total cereal.
They even make Total.
Genuine can open up and they can get like Bartles and James.
Yeah, get some sort of wine.
Get wine and Genuine so that he spells it G-I-N so they can get Bombay. They can get Bombay Sapphire and Gallo wines.
Or a stable.
A stable?
Because a pony.
Oh, man.
They get a stable to sponsor.
All right, I got you. I understand.
You get American Pharoah.
I knew she was a heart mother that could spin a lot, but I didn't know she could stretch that well.
Yeah, that was...
Oh.
All right, let's get back to the fools. An April Fool's Day, you fish-eyed fool. Daddy. Fool, fool, fool.
It is very true, though, a lot of times. You should play that on the anti-Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That's by the Clovers.
Half the time it is. It's like, I was an idiot.
To go out with you?
I was a fool.
A fool, fool, fool.
Fish-eyed fool.
You were a fish-eyed fool in Thunderdome.
Then you have to throw in the Larry Blackmore.
Oh, yeah.
Or Blackman.
Yeah, Larry Blackman. You're getting the Blackmore confused with the Blackman.
Yeah, that's that guy who he has that show now.
Who?
What's his name? Isn't it Blackmore?
On Comedy Central.
Right. He does
the
one
Nightly
of those.
Report.
The what? Yeah.
He does one of those, like, political...
Oh, he does? I'm sorry, Blackmore. When I hear the name Blackmore, I think Deep Purple. Sorry. Oh. I think Deep Purple and Rainbow because of Richie Blackmore. That's there is no other Blackmore on the planet as far as I'm concerned.
Larry Wilmore.
Oh, there Wilmore. See, I knew it wasn't Blackmore. It's Wilmore. Blackmore. I think we need to play the next song right now.
So right.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, in case you were wondering whether they were of age.
No, they're teenagers.
I'm
sorry. Are you still on that?
I can't.
It was like 20 million years ago now.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Anyway, Genuine.
Genuine. And Joe and Pony. And total. Now, would Genuine ride out on a pony?
Yeah.
You know, Ted Nugent rides out on a giant buffalo.
How does he get him up there?
Well, that's the question. I'm not kidding. My friend went to go see Nugent at the House of Blues, and he came out on a giant buffalo. A real buffalo. He came out on a real buffalo.
It wasn't just like a stuffed buffalo?
No, it was a real buffalo. And he was like, I bet you didn't think I'd come out on a buffalo. One second. Hold on. Oh, wait. We have to find out what's coming up on the opening bell here. We got to get to find out what's going on with Steve. Hey, Steve.
I got to hear more about this buffalo. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, wait. Ted Nugent rode out on an actual buffalo.
And like, yelled at you.
And he didn't yell at me. I wasn't there. Yeah. But he yelled at the audience, I bet you didn't come out on an effing buffalo. And then, like, there was a dude behind the buffalo with a mop.
So
the other thing is he came out at the encore, at the end of the show, back on the buffalo. So picture a buffalo backstage at House of Blues for an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's a cool story.
Good times. Those were the days.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's when you could ride a buffalo out on stage. Yeah. You remember those days?
Yeah, I bet you the fire codes wouldn't let you do that
nowadays.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's coming up on the show?
Here that was. It's on the opening bell coming up.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
Take care. Have a good one. Have a good weekend. And Esmeralda just looked up on her phone, and indeed, there are pictures of Ted Nugent riding an actual buffalo out on stage.
It's not as large as I thought.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a camel.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
a
buffalo.
A camel.
And he comes out screaming on top of a buffalo. So there you go. All right. Esmeralda, have a good weekend.
You too.
And welcome to Thunderdome.
Thank you.
All right. I'll see you Monday. All right. We'll take a break. News is next.